This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
The dairy industry in California is in a bit of a holding pattern as they try to move to a federal order pricing system. Patrick Cavanaugh spoke with one dairy producer who's hanging in there, realizes a new pricing system's going to take some time.
Tom Barcelos is a dairyman with two dairies and a director of the Tulare County Farm Bureau. We asked him how his operations are going.
Well, we're hanging in there. You know, we've got two dairies. And
he did say this year is a little bit better year than the last.
Because we've had water to be able to grow our feed, kind of get our feed inventories and quality feed and everything back into place. So that's been helpful.
And the milk prices?
Milk prices has been relatively stable. It hasn't had any ridiculous $3, $4, and $5 swings like we've seen before. So it's been better.
And we asked Barcelos about the cheese inventories across the country. We've heard they've been stabilizing.
Well, you know, there's a lot of reports out, and some of them are conflicting. And so, you know, the real question is everything being counted, or is something being spoken for so they're not trying to include it in, or vice versa? Who knows? There's no guarantee that all the numbers are always reported as expected. So, yeah, there's some challenges even just in having the information to make plans or know what to do. So,
and we asked Barcelos about the proposed federal milk marketing order for California versus what's going on currently at the state order.
Number one is we still don't know what the federal's all about. We know what's been proposed. So there's comments still being made. There's probably plenty of lawyers lined up ready to pull the trigger when something firm comes out. And currently, California, the state, is CDFA is working on how they would handle quota independent of everything else. And, you know, that's one of the provisions that's allowed for CDFA to continue to manage and distribute quota. But there's still ongoing discussions and proposals of exactly how that's going to look. And I think once all of these things come together, that's when the real challenge is going to be to either sell it or buy it, one or the other.
So Barcelos says the dairy industry in California is kind of in a holding pattern.
We're still a ways from knowing exactly what we're going to be talking about and voting on, so that's the way I see it.
That's Tom Barcelos, a dairyman with two dairies in Tulare County. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with Dairy Radio Now.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
The dairy sector is proving that when you produce more of something, you don't always end up with a lower price for it.
An increase in production year over year of about 4.6 billion pounds.
That's World Agricultural Board Chair Seth Meyer, who says milk production is up, but prices, well, they're not necessarily down.
We do see, despite an increase in production, an increase in the all milk price year over year.
Partly because demand for butter and cheese is very strong.
And that's provided support.
Next year's all milk price to average $18.50 per hundredweight. That's up 60 cents and could hit $20 by the end of next year. As for triggering MPP payments, not likely for next year, according to Seth Meyer. In other news, NAFTA renegotiations are underway in Washington, D.C. U.S., Canadian, and Mexican trade officials opened the first round of the North American Free Trade Agreement renegotiations Wednesday in our nation's capital. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer.
This is an historic day for the United States. For the first time, we will start negotiating to revise a major free trade agreement. We all agree that NAFTA needs updating. It's a 23-year-old agreement, and our economies are very different than they were in the 1990s.
Expanding on those thoughts, Canadian Minister Chrystia Freeland.
Strong economic fundamentals are a compelling argument for bolstering what works and improving what can be made better.
Also comments from Mexican Secretary Ildefonso Guajardo Villarejo.
Mexico is committed to obtain a win-win-win for all three countries.
Opening round talks are scheduled through the weekend. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.